dressed in white, he gonna trouble the water. You know they look like the children of the Israelites. Yeah, he gonna trouble the water. Oh, come on and wait. Come on, wait in the water. Wait in the water, children, wait. Wait in the water, my God's gonna trouble the water.
We'll see those children dressed in black.
God's gonna trouble.
Well. Well, you know they come a long way and they ain't turning back.
God's gonna trouble.
No. Oh, why
do you look like I got away? I got to wait in the water. Wait in the water, children, wait. Wait in the water, God's gonna trouble.
Little taste of the flavor of some of the soulful vocal sounds that are going to be washing over the Miami Valley this weekend, a part of an arc of events that will culminate in the actual May observance of the 50th anniversary of the death of the great, great American poet Langston Hughes. We've got many voices joining this Sunday in Wilberforce and this Monday in Yellow Springs. And on that note, it's my pleasure to welcome back to WYSO the guider, the gatherer of voices, and the leader of the World House Choir. She's Dr. Kathy Roma. Thanks for being here,
Well,
Kathy.
Thank you so much for having me, Nikki. It's great to be here.
It is that power that we feel when more than one of us sing together, and you are a living embodiment of that ability to change and engage and gather. And tell us about these events. We've had some already as this spring has unfolded, and this weekend a couple of density of choruses right here in our Miami Valley.
Well, the excuse that I wanted to, the reason why I wanted to celebrate Langston Hughes was because I really got to know him mainly, I guess, through the texts of some amazing choral music. I think I probably was exposed to him earlier in my life, but and of course there are some poems that stand out to me. But it was actually the choral music and living in the sound of the text as it was set by some great composers that was impetus for me to reach out to Jeremy Winston at Central State and said, would you like to collaborate and do a concert, a choral concert, mainly a choral concert? Turns out it's a vocal concert as well because we have some wonderful vocal solos happening, and celebrate the wonderful musicians, male and female, black and white, who have set text of Langston Hughes. So that's what we're doing this weekend, and we're kind of excited about it.
The performances are this Sunday and Monday, both evenings at 7:30. 7:30 in the evening on Sunday at the Paul Robeson Cultural and Performing Arts Center. That's on the campus of Central State University there, just down the road in Wilberforce, Ohio. The Monday performance will be at the Foundry Theater here on the campus of Antioch College on Corey Street in Yellow Springs. And this is a celebration of your choir, I should say, a gathering of your choir, the World House Choir, Central State University Choir, and a gentleman who we have in studio, Charles Williams, but we're going to talk to him in a bit. I first wanted to go to Dr. Kevin Magruder, who's with us via the telephone line, and talk to us about some of the selections of the arrangers, the composers that were drawn to Langston Hughes's work. And with that, we welcome Dr. Kevin Magruder. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Nikki. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for being there. We've been talking with Kathy Roma about the voices that will come together. Let's talk with you just a moment about the arrangers that have been drawn to this American poet's work.
Sure. Langston Hughes was born in 1902 and died in 1967. And one of the first events that we did in this series was on February 1st, when I presented an overview of his life with Charles Williams and Sam Reich, reciting some of his poetry, and then also there were some musical performances. Music is connected with Langston Hughes from the beginning of his writing career, which starts when he was a teenager growing up in Cleveland. His first collection of poems was called The Weary Blues, and so this is in the early 20s. And so from the very beginning, he's looking at musical connections. Composers could see that in his poetry, his text. So he was being approached by composers to collaborate. And so what we're going to be presenting in these concerts, I'm also a member of the World House Choir, is the results of some of that, those collaborations. And one of the composers that worked with him was Margaret Bonds, who was from Chicago, and will be singing her setting of I've Known Rivers, which Langston Hughes completed when he was 18 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was traveling by train to his father in Mexico, and he's about to cross the Mississippi River. And at 18, he creates this vision of ancient blackness connected with Africa, but also connected with America. And so her composition brings that to life for a chorus. Rosephanie Powell is a contemporary composer, a young black woman who has been very prolific in setting Langston Hughes words to music for chorus, and we'll be doing two of her compositions, To Sit and Dream and I Dream a World. And I Dream a World is particularly important for Langston Hughes. He's one of the few Harlem Renaissance writers who had a writing career for the rest of his life, from the 20s until the 60s. He didn't work another side job. He was always writing. And he called himself a literary sharecropper because he didn't get paid that much often. But he also went around and talked a lot, particularly at black colleges and black churches. And he often ended those readings with a reading of I Dream a World, which is also an early poem. And I think it particularly resonates today because it's a vision of what the world could be, what America could be, and so we'll be doing that as well.
Can I just add a little bit here? Margaret Bonds was so in love with The Negro Speaks of Rivers, the poem by Langston Hughes, that she said it when she was 23. Langston Hughes wrote it when he was 18, and she took that text when she was 23, and she was a composition student at Northwestern, and she brought it to her professor, and he said, "You know, I think you there are too many jazz chords in here. There's just it's a little bit too much blues and jazz, and I think you should change it." And she said, "Nope." And so, what we have today is she originally wrote it for a solo voice, and then she herself set it for chorus. So I wanted to add that.
Let's take a moment. We're going to be speaking with a voice who I said in the introduction has been resonating across the sort of American songscape for a long time. He's Charles Williams. And maybe at the same time we could bring in the director of the Central State University Chorus, Jeremy Winston, and welcome to the both of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure being here.
So tell me about the challenge, I suppose maybe, of taking these pieces that were written maybe more for a, or maybe less for a choral setting and creating it in a setting for this number of voices.
Well, and there are often times in music where you are afforded a great opportunity to take a work that it may be familiar to someone in a different context. In this case, in poetry, and one of the pieces that we're going to do, I'll just speak of a piece specifically. is Hold Fast to Dreams, and it's taken from Langston Hughes' poem entitled Dreams. And it's a very simple poem, but it's very powerful and very familiar. And it says, hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is like a broken winged bird that cannot fly. And you know, that text right there has a lot of implication to so many people in so many different contexts. And so now to take that text and set it to music, I think people are anticipating something powerful already, because they already have an imagery of what this means. And so it's exciting when you have a powerful text that's set to music, because as the singer, I think you have an opportunity to bring an emotion and bring an experience to it that maybe every genre of music doesn't always afford. I mean, we bring our emotion to music in many ways, but when it's something where the text is so explicit, so inspirational, it offers a new frontier for expression. And so that's what I think that's what this program in its entire brings for the performer.
There's not a lot of daylight between the poet and the lyricist, really. It's the same.
Right.
It's just a different way of singing. On that note, it's my pleasure to welcome a Dayton native, Charles Williams. You were born and raised here in our little burg.
I was not born here.
Oh, is that right? But we get to claim to have raised you?
I finished high school here and went to Roosevelt High School. And my family still lives here in Trotwood, Dayton.
Yeah.
Huber Heights, you know, it's all one
little extended
there.
Community neighborhood.
And it's always a pleasure to come back, because I get to see my family, and especially my 98-year-old mother, who's
a piece
of work.
Yeah.
and we sing on the phone and everything. Aww. She'll be here at one of the concerts, and so it'll be good to see her again.
I want to brag on you just a little bit. That you began your career. Your very first role was with the Metropolitan.
Well, actually, my very first role was in a musical at in Cleveland at Caramel House, where a lot of Langston Hughes's pieces were first performed. I think Black Nativity was performed. At Caramel, and I was I did Finian's Rainbow, which was I was the leprechaun.
I like how you roll.
The first black leprechaun in captivity. Yeah. and I didn't realize until later that Langston Hughes had lived in Cleveland and had such a connection to that. So so we've been sort of circling around each other for I was a teenager just out of high school. And I have fallen in love with his works. I mean, they're moving, and they can be very funny, and he just sort of, to write something at 18, I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in human veins. 18?
I don't think I could write it now.
So we say, he's something.
He got a
amazing
piece of the cosmic soul.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Just took it.
And then he gives the African rivers and includes Mississippi. And it's just kind of like a perfectly baked cake. There it is at 18.
We're speaking with Charles Williams. He's one of the voices, one of the featured voices among the many in the gathering of the World House Choir, the Central State University Chorus. Also, Christopher G. Smith will be among the featured singers. Charles Williams in studio with us today, also a featured voice as this celebration of the 50th anniversary of the death of Langston Hughes continues across the Miami Valley. There'll be a performance Sunday at the Paul Robeson Cultural and Performing Arts Center. That's there in Wilberforce, Ohio, on the Central State University campus. And then on Monday, right here at the Foundry Theater, just across the way on Corey Street on the Antioch College campus. And I appreciate that you, Charles, have become involved in this. It seems to me like a perfect completion of a circle.
Well, it started with someone who has a little bit to do with this station, actually.
Could that be our fearless and gentle and wonderful leader?
Miss Nina?
Miss Nina Ellis.
Yeah. She spoke with Kathy, because I do a lot of coaching and workshops. And I think she spoke with you saying, you should get in touch with this person. And I was very happy to come, because it's like coming back home,
Yeah.
And, of course, I've fallen in love with Frau Professor here.
Isn't she something?
And so it's every opportunity,
You can find out more, and I hope you will, by just searching. You can search Langston Hughes Retrospective with YS Community Performing Artists. It's an ongoing arc of events, and we'll be happy to receive all those voices this weekend here in the Miami Valley. I wanted to go to one of the tunes, Dr. Roma, who you do a lot of work, and Charles, you've been involved with this as well, going into the prisons. Yes. In the region and helping.
And so has Jeremy.
Oh, so has Jeremy. Helping, you talk about.
And so has Kevin. And not only as a singer, but as he led a workshop on a book, Michelle Alexander's book, The New Jim Crow. 18 of my singers had read it. And Mr. Kevin Magruder came in and led that workshop.
Wonderful.
It was wonderful.
Let's go to one. If you could, just in a nutshell, describe, this is called Emoja, and describe the nature and the of this work that you do to reach out to inmates across our region.
Well, since 1993, I started a choir at Warren Correctional, Umoja Men's Chorus. And this piece you're going to hear is It's a New World. We want to live in. It's on us. It's on us to make a difference. It is actually written by one of the members who is still singing with me, and Eddie is his name. And he started with me on this first on the first CD, and we just finished our fourth. And the Ohio's Innocence Project has taken on his case, and so we're very excited about that. But this is It's a New World by Eddie.
It's a new world we want to live in. It's on us to make a difference. Yours is my world. We have the power to make a change. It's a new world we want to live in. It's on us to make a difference. Yours is
falling down, pick them up.
Make a change.
We're pumping in water, let's fill the cup.
Make a change.
People are hungry, please let them eat.
Make a change.
The place for the homeless is not the street.
Make a change. Make a change.
A conviction rooted in my faith in God and my faith in American people. That working together, we can move beyond some of our old racial rules. And that, in fact, we have no choice if we are to continue on the path of a more perfect union. I believe deeply that we cannot solve the challenges of our times unless we solve them together, unless we perfect our union of understanding that we may have different stories, but we hold a common hope, a new world.
Little something from some of the work that finds itself gathering voices behind bars, even. It's out in the great wide open. Couple of events this weekend in our wonderful Miami Valley. Voices coming together and in the spirit of recognition of a great, great human poet, Langston Hughes. We're in studio. We've been joined by Dr. Kevin Magruder from Antioch College, Dr. Kathy Roma from the World House Choir, and we were talking, as we were listening to that music, about the process of the arrangement of these tunes with the director of the Central State University Chorus, Jeremy Winston, and also one of the featured voices, Charles Williams. Let's talk about how you guys came together. And you said something that was actually quite funny. You're talking about the arrangements and how you were going to do that. You said that, well...
Well, we're seeing each other for the first time in our lives today here in the studio. So we've been rehearsing for years, you know.
Right, for this moment.
But not together. And we're going to get together tomorrow there. Langston wrote a lot of blues text, and you know, sort of in the blues form. And so I thought it would be nice to do that. And Jeremy's going to play the Pinanna, and we're going to see, we're going to meet tomorrow and rehearse it and, you know, zap it, microwave it, and then do it.
Why don't you sing a little,
Well, it's, you know, I love those blues texts of his.
I love that you call them that. That's wonderful, yeah.
Yeah. Where is it?
And so you're going to have sort of a jazz improv approach to these.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be great on piano.
Right.
Bound North Blues is one of them. Going down the road, Lord, going down the road. I'm going down the road, Lord, way, way down the road. Gotta find somebody to help me carry this load, etc., and so on.
There are three of them, and we're going to do
all three, and I think we may join together in song.
Absolutely.
I think, absolutely. You can't let me sing the blues alone.
And one of the great, I think, attributes of the blues is improvisation.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I mean, when jazz, blues, spirituals, I mean, that is the lifeblood of it. I mean, sometimes people say, you let the spirit lead, so to speak.
Yes.
And it's that inspiration. And so that's what I think people will absolutely have an opportunity to experience when they come out Sunday and Monday.
And pat their feet and clap their hands and nod their head.
Charles Williams, you are just a delight, and I would love sometime to have all of you back individually as guests. There's so much richness here. I think if we put a little math on the number of years of music that's coming together to focus on this Sunday's and this Monday's performance, I mean, we're probably approaching the 200s, at least in the 150, 175. And
400 years.
400 years. If you add the choir, never mind.
Right.
Never mind, a millennium of music coming to bear this weekend.
I started out, I don't know if this has nothing to do with what's coming up, but I was in the Dayton Rotary Boys Choir years and years ago. And I'm a member of Rotary myself now.
See?
So it all began there.
Another completion. Speaking of Rotary,
a little
Rotary rotation. Well, it's just an absolute delight to host you all. I'm really grateful and happy for the joy that's going to be emanating from the Miami Valley this weekend. Again, two performances, both at 7:30 in the evening this Sunday at the Paul Robeson Cultural and Performing Arts Center. That's on the campus of Central State University in Wilberforce. Also then on the Monday, a 7:30 performance as well at the Foundry Theater, right here in Yellow Springs on the campus of Antioch College. And you can find out more, and I hope you will, at worldhousechoir.org. That's all one word, worldhousechoir.org. Thank you so much for your voices.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And thank you online, Kevin Magruder. Thanks for joining us from afar. But you'll be in town Sunday and Monday. Thanks, Kevin.
Safe travels, Kevin.
Safe travels, he says. Thank you very much. We'll go out with the in its entirety, the Wade in the Water, and I'll just brag on you one more time, Charles. You've done vocal coaching work with people across the spectrum, and you had worked with Sweet Honey
and
the Rock.
Yeah, I was their vocal coach for about 15 years.
Man,
and someone said, you know, you're the only man can tell them what to do. I said, I don't tell them what to do. I just guide them. And it was a great honor and a privilege to be connected with that unbelievable group of women. And I think I got more from it than they did.
I was lucky enough to see them once in Cincinnati some years ago. I felt as a changed person.
Oh, absolutely.
Than when I arrived. How did the connection get made between you and Sweet Honey?
I teach at Levine Music. It was then called Levine School of Music in Washington, D.C. And Bernice, their teacher, left and went to Mexico. And she wanted to take lessons with me, Dr. Regan. And we did lessons. And all of a sudden, I thought, you know, it would be good if Sweet Honey became maybe artist in residence at the Levine School of Music. And I said, what do you think of that, Bernice? And she thought about it about a few seconds. She said, I think that might be a good idea. So I walked her down the hall to the then director of the school. And they were artist in residence at the Levine School for many, many years. They would do workshops and they would get coachings from me. And so one hand sort of washed the other, and it was a great collaboration.
Just another example of that perfect harmonic convergence, yep, as we're going to have this weekend right here in our Miami Valley. Again, you can find out all the details at worldhousechoir.org. That's worldhousechoir.org. It involves World House Choir, the Central State University award-winning chorus, as well as featured vocalist Christopher G. Smith and our guest today, Charles Williams. Thank you very much, Jeremy Winston, for being with us today.
Thank you. Great
thank
to be
you,
here.
Charles.
Thank you,
Kathy.
Thank you so
and thanks
thank
again to Kevin Magruder. This is Sweet Honey in the Rock on WISO.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water, God's gonna trouble. Dressed in white, he gonna trouble the water. You know they look like the children of the Israelites. Yeah, he gonna trouble the water. Come on and wait. Come on, wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water, my God's gonna trouble the water.